Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In for Tommy Tucker on this Labor Day, September the 1st, 2025. You talk about Tulane and their big victory over Northwestern and some controversy surrounding that game. The Tulane football team honoring the 2005 team, which, by the way, did not play a single home game because of Hurricane Katrina, played every game on the road, only won two games all season. But they wore special uniforms, and the current team, 20 years later, wanted to honor them. Tell us what happened.
So Tulane, well, let's start with the NCAA rule. Under NCAA rules, the home team has to wear a colored uniform, and the away team wears white, which is what the NFL rule used to be up until a few years ago. Tulane asked Northwestern for permission to swap, that Tulane wears the white jersey, Northwestern would wear their colored uniform, either purple or black, I forget which one is theirs. That way Tulane could honor the 2005 team, which wore white jerseys and green helmets with no decals all season.
Because they were on the road for every single game.
Every single game. Northwestern denied that request. They said, no, we'll wear the white, you wear your colored uniforms. So Tulane said, okay, we're going to do that. They wore, I believe, green tops with the green helmets with no decal on them. So they at least wore the plain green helmet. And Tulane used that as bulletin board material. They went out and they dominated. The 23-3 score really doesn't do justice to how badly Tulane whipped up on Northwestern. They laid the smackdown on them. And after the game, head coach John Summerall in the press conference summed up his thoughts on the situation by saying, "Don't disrespect the city of New Orleans." And I think that may be the rallying cry for this Tulane team, which last year had an outstanding season. They lost one conference game. And John Summerall, as a head coach, is one has gone 10-1 in conference, or excuse me, has lost only one conference game in each of his last three seasons at Troy and now at Tulane. So this is a team that has a 20th anniversary of Katrina on their minds. They played that anniversary game, but I think they now have a chip on their shoulder because they're going to carry this disrespect, as they frame it, as a disrespect on the city of New Orleans, not just in that one game, but the same disrespect that New Orleans has had to face going back to Katrina and fighting for everything they've had to get. So this Tulane team, I think, is going to be a dangerous team the rest of the way this campaign.
Do you like their odds of being a playoff team?
Absolutely. They are one of the stronger teams in the American Conference. If they can win the conference and get into the polls, which, remember, they already had a vote in the AP poll going into the preseason, with their dominant performance, they're going to get a few more. They're going to break into the top 25. And if they can keep the momentum going, they are for certain a playoff team.
All right. Thank you. We'll let you keep your momentum going. We'll talk to you again with more news coming up at 10 o'clock. Easy and Ozan, I'm Dave Cohen. Thanks for joining us on this Labor Day here on WWL. Many of us are celebrating on this Labor Day, enjoying the fruits of our labor and rewarding ourselves for working so hard all of the time with, well, some fun. some rest, some relaxation, and hopefully some food. Chef Kev joins us now on the live line, as we love to do on these holidays. Get Chef Kev on to give us some great ideas of things to eat. Chef Kevin Belton from WWL-TV. How you doing, man? Happy Labor Day.
Same to you. Do you think, I know you're in for Tommy this morning, do you think Tommy is laboring, cutting grass, or you think he's still in bed?
I don't pretend to know what Tommy does when he's away. But I do know that he spends a lot of his time cutting grass. That I have heard. So you may be onto something there.
I know. I think about him all the time. Every time I see it rain, I'm like, oh, Tommy's grass is growing.
Unlikely he's cooking anything, because he doesn't eat a lot ever since his dramatic weight loss. So for everyone else other than Tommy Tucker, let's get some suggestions of fun, tasty things they can cook on this Labor Day. Where you want to start, Chef Kev?
Well, you know, everybody loves, you know, we are a coffee town. We love coffee here in this city. I mean, as a kid, I grew up drinking coffee. I didn't realize my parents were giving it to me, but, you know, hey, who doesn't have cafe au lait when you're like 6 months old, you know?
Of course, yeah, put it in the bottle. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so where are you going with that?
I'm going with that to make a coffee rub. So if you're going to do some ribs this weekend, or today, or next weekend even, you know. Hey, the Saint season starts next week.
Yeah, we start tailgating. Yes, absolutely.
Make a coffee rub. Basically, take fine ground coffee. You know, you don't need a whole lot, just like a quarter cup.
With or without chicory?
You see, I love chicory. But, you know, if you do something like, I'm trying to think of the brand. It's the yellow container. Yellow bag, Bustelo. Bustelo is like it's really fine, fine, fine ground. It's almost like an espresso grind. And if you do something like that, if you get a fine ground like that, mix that with a little brown sugar, a little kosher salt or sea salt, some chili powder. I like to put a little smoked paprika with that, you know, like garlic and onion powder and some Creole seasoning. Just mix all that together. And what's neat, Dave, you can mix that up. Put that in like a little jar, a little mason jar, and you can keep that and use it at other times. But rub that on your ribs and put them in the fridge. I mean, if you get to do this, if you cook in a day, you got to have to do it this morning. Because I like to leave it on for at least 3 or 4 hours.
I was going to ask you, typically, how long do you want to pre-rub? And ideally, how long, the longer the better?
Yeah, ideally, I do it overnight.
Okay. In the fridge. The rub and the meat. You don't need any liquid or brine or marinade or anything else. Just the rub on the meat in the fridge.
Yeah. And, you know, we're talking about doing that with ribs. I've also done that with a pork roast. I mean, a beef roast. Like a pot roast.
Oh, yeah.
Rub that coffee glaze on that. And then, you know, the next day, you know, in the pot, have carrots and potatoes and onions and set that roast on top of that and just throw that baby in the oven and let it go till it's tender. But you could do that with ribs and cook your ribs on the grill. And, you know, once they cook, or even if you're cooking them in the oven and you're not going out and firing up the grill, even if you're going to cook them in the oven, if you take some of your drippings from that pan, mix that with a little coffee, or if you don't have any coffee, just use coffee, a little beef stock. Put in a little brown sugar into that. I like to throw in a splash of Creole mustard. Cook that down, and that's your glaze for your ribs once they cook, which gives you a little more coffee flavor.
All right. Someone wants to know, do you ever pull the silver skin off the back of the ribs?
Sometimes. Personally, I like that little chewy part, that skin that keeps them together. Now, what I do is I flip the ribs over, meat side down, and I take a paring knife and I just score that silver skin in between each bone. That way they won't draw up. So if you don't want to pull the skin off all the way, just score it on the back in between each bone section.
So then you can still get the quote unquote fall off the bone effect, but you've still got a little chewy. It's not all that moist, melt in your mouth kind of meat.
Yeah.
All right, so there you go, folks, putting ribs on the grill. Rub it with that coffee mix. Give it a special extra neat taste that maybe you haven't had before, and enjoy that. A lot of people do burgers on Labor Day. We know it's one of the biggest burger days of the year, and we eat like 80 billion burgers in America every year anyway. So quick tip to make your burger just that much better.
I know you're a cheese fan, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I love cheese.
I love taking cheddar and Gruyere, mixing that together, and mix that in with your burger. Mix that in with your ground meat.
So it's almost like you got cheese stuffed in to the burger before you even put it on the grill.
Yeah, yeah. I'll mix a sharp cheddar cheese, Gruyere cheese, mix it into the ground meat, then I season it really good with a little like onion and garlic powder and a little Creole seasoning. And just, yeah, that way when you cook them, your cheese is mixed in throughout the meat. And if you're doing it on a skillet, even if you're doing it on a cast iron skillet on the grill, that cheese on the outside kind of almost gets crispy. So you get a little crispiness on the outside with that cheese cooking.
I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. That sounds fantastic. What about some sides? What are some good sides for a Labor Day meal?
You know, something that, I don't know, I always, whenever I do the ribs with a coffee rub, one of the sides I make, and this may sound totally crazy, I love to make cheesy grits to go with it. I don't know why.
All right.
I just love some cheesy grits to go with it.
Yeah, and, a lot of people think beans with their ribs. You got to have baked beans with your ribs, but I'm good with cheesy grits on the side. Yeah, bring it on. So what do I do to make these cheesy grits the best?
You know, I like to cook my grits in a little stock. So whether you're using vegetable stock, chicken stock, a little salted water, milk. Cook your grits. I like the stone ground grits. Now, they're going to take longer to cook. And you could do this. Most of the grills now have a burner on the side. You could do this outside while you're grilling. You know, just cook those grits low and slow. But once that mixture boils, put in your grits, stir it, turn your fire down low, stir it often. And once they get nice and creamy, go in with cheeses like, hey, since we're using Gruyere for that burger, use Gruyere in those grits or a nice sharp cheddar in those grits.
All right. Sharp cheddar and everything. I love sharp cheddar. The sharper, the better. The more it catches you right there, you know, right where your jaw meets your neck. And when you take a bite out of that cheddar, then you know it's just sharp enough.
And you know, if you use a white cheddar, a lot of folks won't realize it's in there until they taste it. But the other thing is, you could also do a little smoked Gouda. Now, you got to, you know, smoked Gouda is going to cost you a little more, but hey, if your friends you like, you know, throw a little smoked Gouda in there. That way the grits have a smoky flavor.
Yeah, that sounds pretty Gouda. I had to do it. Couldn't resist. All right. So we're having ribs. We're having cheesy grits. Well, let's talk about drinks. You know, it's not oppressively hot outside today, but it's not cool by any stretch of the imagination either. We're not having, like, you know, Midwest weather yet. So if someone wants something refreshing and cool, what you recommend we're serving with our ribs and our cheesy grits?
You know, I would go ahead and make some homemade lemonade. You know, hey, fire up, you know, you got the burner on, you got the grill on, or that excess burn if you're not cooking grits. You know, squeeze you some fresh lemons. I actually will squeeze the lemon juice, try to get the seeds out the lemons, and throw the lemons in the water when I cook it with a little sugar. And I'll throw in, if I have it in the fridge, sometimes I'll keep mint. I throw some mint in there as well. Let that cook. And just enough to get that sugar to dissolve. Take the lemons out. I strain it just in case they have any more seeds in there. Add a little more fresh lemon juice to that mixture, and then do a little more water to it. Or I'll just put ice in it, and that ice dissolves. And as it cools it down, it increases my volume some. But you get that nice fresh lemonade with that mint flavor. And for those of you all that like a little touch, go ahead and throw a little splash of bourbon in there for an adult beverage.
Now you're talking. It is Labor Day. We should be enjoying the fruits of our labor, and what a better way than to have a nice cocktail. So, all right, that sounds like it's a lot more work than making lemonade just by, you know, taking the powder out the can and adding water, yeah. But it sounds so much more exotic and flavorful and full of goodness. I don't think you're going to be selling that at the neighborhood lemonade stand, but I think that sounds fantastic as we're sitting around with friends and family enjoying Labor Day at the cookout. We're talking with Chef Kev. If you have a question or comment you want to share, you can call us or text us at 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. A suggestion or a question you have about something you're making today, how to make it even better, Chef Kev is your man. When we come back, we're going to talk desserts. What's a great idea for a fantastic dessert on this Labor Day? I'm Dave Cohen. We're back with Chef Kev after this on your Labor Day 2025.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Trying to make your Labor Day even better by getting Chef Kev's recommendations about some great food you can eat on this Labor Day 2025. Chef Kev, a lot of desserts going to be eaten today. What's a suggestion for something really great that we can make and have it ready for today's Labor Day food celebration?
One of our most popular things down here, I think, and when you talk to everybody, you know, all the standard desserts, but banana pudding is one of those things that folks just love.
Oh, yeah, and especially if it's got those soft Nilla wafers in it.
Oh, my goodness. But you know how easy it is to make it from scratch as opposed to using basically like a, you know, like the instant vanilla pudding mix or the banana pudding mix, that instant mix? It just tastes different. And, you know, and it's as simple, and I had to pull out the recipe to make sure I had the amounts correct, but it's like a cup and a half of sugar, 1 cup of milk.
Okay.
You know, work that together in a pot. You're going to whip 3 egg yolks, all right?
The yolks, not the whites.
Just the yolks. Okay, you can save the whites if you want to make it like a meringue for the top of it. But
all right.
Basically, it's just that cup and a half of flour. I mean, I'm sorry, the cup and a half of sugar, okay?
All right, so cup and a half of sugar, cup of milk, 3 egg yolks, all right.
3 egg yolks. You do need 1/4 cup of flour. 2 teaspoons of butter, and a splash of vanilla.
That's it?
That's it. Put that in a saucepan. Basically, that's why you want to beat the egg yolks first, because you're going to mix all that together in a saucepan, and on a low to medium heat, just stir it. And it's like nothing happens. And all of a sudden, after about 10 minutes, it starts to thicken on you like a pudding.
I have never made pudding before. That's fantastic. That's all it takes right there. All right.
Yeah.
10 minutes. You gotta stir it quite a bit, though, huh?
Yeah, you do need to stir it quite a bit. But 1/2 cup of sugar, 1/4 cup of flour. Work that together. Then go ahead and put in that cup of milk. your three egg yolks, a couple teaspoons of butter, and a splash of vanilla. And just like I said, it's liquidy. It's going to be very liquidy as you're stirring it. But all of a sudden, out of nowhere, in about 10 minutes, it just thickens. And you have that traditional banana pudding that you know of. And now you can just take mason jars, bowls, whatever, put some vanilla wafers down, let that mixture cool a little bit. You know,
When do we put the bananas in there?
Well, you see, I like to layer my bananas. So I'll do vanilla wafers and bananas and then put the pudding on top.
Okay.
But if you want, once it thickens and you start to cool it, you can dice up your bananas and put the bananas in the pudding and set it in the fridge to cool.
And I do like the idea of, I mean, as long as you got these egg whites, you're not using for anything else, whipping them up into meringue. How do you make a meringue?
Basically, just egg whites. And if you have a little cream of tartar, just like a quarter teaspoon, half teaspoon of cream of tartar, it helps the egg whites. You just put them in a bowl, hand mixer, beat them, and there's your meringue. And if I always throw in like a teaspoon of powdered sugar in them, you know, just for a little sweetness. I'm sorry.
You always make me so hungry when we do these segments. And here's the thing for me. Vanilla wafers, you got to let them soak up the pudding for enough time where they're now mushy. And we've had this debate in my household before about crunchy versus mushy Nilla wafers in the banana pudding. To me, they've got to be essentially the same consistency as the bananas to have the perfect banana pudding.
Well, here's what you do. You know, I tell you what, why don't you put it together? You know, once you cook this, take your portion out, put your vanilla wafers down, put a little bit of bananas, put your pudding, a little more bananas, vanilla wafers, a little more pudding, and set that in the fridge to cool. And everybody else can have theirs however they want.
There you go. Yeah, we'll put little sticky notes on it to indicate how long the Nilla wafers have been soaking and what the consistency is so everyone can get what they want. Someone texted in, they want a salad idea. They said, you know, it can have meat in it or not. They just want a good idea for a big old salad they can make on this Labor Day.
You know, I tell you what, since we're talking about firing up the grill, and I've done this with, like with beef, take some beef and cube it like a steak, cut it up. I'll take for a little saltiness, I'll mix like a little soy sauce, some garlic, maybe a splash of sesame oil, a little bit of sugar in there. If you like ginger, put some fresh ginger in that. Stir that all together and put your steak in that to marinate.
All right, so let it soak up all of those flavors and goodness.
Soak up for 3 hours or 4 hours. And if you have the grill on, you know, I'll take red onions and kind of quarter them. Take skewers, put your steak on the skewers with red onions in between, throw those on the grill. And once they get cooked, you can easily pull those off and put them on a salad or marinate the whole steak. Sear it off in a skillet or throw it on the grill to get it cooked and then dice that up and put it on a wonderful salad with some, you know, that steak with a little blue cheese or feta cheese on it. Oh, it'll be so good.
Man, and now you've just inspired me to want to make some skewers, some shish kebabs with some marinated steak, some onions, maybe even some pineapple and peppers and shrimp.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I do love a good kebab.
Yeah, but that can also go on a nice salad.
Yeah, take it right off that skewer, put it on the salad. And maybe if you want that summer taste, maybe a vinaigrette or some kind of a dressing, maybe a raspberry vinaigrette or something like that on the salad is what I'm tasting.
And a vinaigrette is basically olive oil, a little balsamic vinegar, and then, I mean, you can throw in whatever you want in there after that, garlic. You know, say, hey, get some fresh raspberries, smash them up, make a raspberry, like you said, the raspberry vinaigrette, because it's nice and light and refreshing.
Yes, indeed. Chef Kev making us hungry and giving us some great suggestions here on WWL Radio. You'll be on WWL TV cooking it up tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow I'm going to do, I forgot what I'm doing. I'm doing
you got to go shopping, picnic. Chef Kev.
Yeah.
You got to get
I'm doing a picnic rib tomorrow. With a homemade barbecue sauce and I'm gonna make a bourbon barbecue sauce tomorrow, and I also gonna make a bourbon cake to go with it.
Wow, all right, I'm sensing a theme here. You suggested we splash some bourbon in our lemonade earlier, and now you're cooking bourbon ribs and bourbon cake. All right, if you want to watch Chef Kev,
it was on the mind.
I think so. May as well get a shot, too. If you want to see Chef Kev cooking up all that fantastic goodness tomorrow morning on WWL Channel 4, WWL Louisiana TV. Chef Kev, anything else you want to share with us on this Labor Day? Thank you, by the way, for laboring, coming and joining us this morning, taking some time out of your holiday to share these great food ideas with our listeners.
Oh, everybody have a great day, and hopefully we get somebody nice to win this lottery.
Like you?
Like you, my friend.
I didn't buy a ticket. Have you bought a ticket yet as it's gone up over $1 billion?
I think I'm going to go get one when I'm out shopping.
All right. Well, when you're going to get that bourbon, pick up a Powerball ticket. All right. Thank you, Chef Kev. Have a great rest of your Labor Day, and we always appreciate you here on WWL.
Thank you.
I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. Unfortunately, many Labor Days here in Louisiana have included the threat of something in the tropics. This year, thank God that's not the case, and we are experiencing a little less humidity than we typically would for a September 1st. So we'll check in with the National Weather Service coming up next to find out how long this slightly less humid, slightly less hot weather will be lasting, and if that next front will reinforce this or not. We'll also check on the tropics, see if there's anything brewing out there we got to worry about after this on your Labor Day here on WWL.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.